بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. What does the angel of death look like? Is it beautiful or ugly while it comes to take the soul of one, believer or non-believer? Is there any difference?
Angels, because they are absolute beings, mujarradat in Arabic here, they don't have any shape, they don't have any form.
True.
So, according to what we have in a hadith and we understand from a hadith, is that, and also what our philosophers and Islamic philosophers have mentioned about angels, is that because and since the angel of death and the angels of death, they have no shape of their own selves. In fact, they are like a mirror manifesting the beauty or ugliness of the soul that they are going to take.
Very nice.
We have a hadith that once the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he saw the angel of death and he asked him, I want to see you when you appear to bad people, to a non-believer. The angel said that you can't tolerate it. He said, I want to know. He insisted for knowing that. Then the angel said, turn your face and then look at me. When the Prophet did it and turned back looking at the angel, it was so frightening that the hadith says that the Prophet Ibrahim passed out. He couldn't tolerate it. And when he was conscious, he said that if there was no punishment for bad people unless saying this image at the time of death, it was enough for them to change their lives and to be a good person. In fact, you see, the angel of death comes to Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Prophet Ibrahim, in a very pleasant face, very lovely face. But when it comes to non-believers, it is that frightening. Why? Because it is the manifestation of the soul itself. Mm. When the person is dying,
how come that we cannot see them? They are not physically.
Because they are not physical.
Yeah, they are not physical, but at the last moments we are still physical in our physical body.
No. When we see, according to what we have, you know, when the signs of death comes, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, at that moment, nobody's repentance is accepted. Why? Mm. Because the test is over. Mm-hmm. And you can see the non-seen. Because the soul is leaving the body and leaving these veils. The veils are going to be removed. Right. And the person can see those things that he couldn't or she couldn't see. You know, in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the angels of death come to the arrogant ones, those who didn't accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this verse is very delicate one that is here in this verse that says, when they come to them, zalimi anfusihim, the angels, when they see them, somehow are astonished. Qalu fima kuntum. What have you, where were you? In what state you were? What happened to you that you are this ugly? Mm. It seems that even the angels, somehow it is strange for them to be that dark and that ugly soul. And they say, قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ. They ask them, you know, they don't take the soul, they ask them, what have you done? On the other side, we have, for example, there is a hadith that says, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are angels called mansiyah. Mansiyah means something that makes you to forget. The hadith says that because the believer has kind of attachment to family, to his family, to her family, to the children he or she has, to his life, So he doesn't want or she doesn't want to leave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends this angel. The angel is so beautiful, so lovely, that they forget everything. They forget their life, yes, children, and they just say, I want to come wherever you go. And the person is ready to die. They don't resist against taking their souls. So, in fact, answering this question that whether the angel of death is beautiful or ugly, it depends on the soul. If the soul is beautiful,
yeah, in fact, the beautifulness and ugliness of the soul is the reflection of one's deeds during his lifetime. www.voiceislam.com